You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back with BetQL's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Odyssey and the BetQL Network. Download the BetQL app today. Here's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley.
Best time to show. Best bets. You ready, buddy?
I what do I prefer? I prefer giving out bets for these two games over anything else right now, basically.
This is it. This is why we do this, right? This is why you listen to You Better You Bet during the week, why you're checking us out now on Countdown to Kickoff. We're going to give you side and total thoughts, prop thoughts for all the games, both games coming up today, the Raiders and the Bengals, obviously, and the Bills and the Patriots. And for the uninitiated, there's something that we always have to do before we start giving out the best bets, and that is for our guy David Dykstra to kindly please drop that dope-ass beat. For the people that don't always tune into the show, the beat sucks. We know that.
We're aware. But it hits different on a playoff Saturday.
Indeed. I guess it does. A certified banger, some would say, the dope-ass beat. Out of all the sports books out there, Bet Rivers is the certified banger. That was me ad-libbing. That's not written down in the copy that I'm reading right now to promote Bet Rivers. The NFL playoffs are here, and you, dear listener and dear viewer, can enjoy the action now more than ever with our friends at the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. They are your football betting powerhouse with special promotions and great odds on all the playoff games. You can also create your ideal bet by combining multiple plays from the same game into a single wager with Bet Rivers' same game parlay feature. They're always adding new same game parlay props for you to choose from, so give it a try and see if you can hit it big. And for people, we're not going to give out the same game parlays during the segment, but Ken and I gave out same game parlays on Friday's edition of You Better You Bet. We are trying to hit it big with some of our same game parlays. And if you're interested in that, check out the podcast from Friday, and you too can try and hit it big. And if you're new to Bet Rivers, they will match your first deposit up to $250. Just use the code 250MATCH when you sign up. Again, that's 250MATCH. Make the most out of Wild Card Weekend by downloading the Bet Rivers app, checking out BetRivers.com so you can start betting with a winner. The real ones know that winner is the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. The real ones also know that Bet Rivers is there. Hometown sportsbook. Got to be 21, playable in states where Bet Rivers is licensed. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Playable in New Jersey and the great state of Connecticut as Play Sugar House. So the real ones know about Bet Rivers. The real ones also know about BetQL. That BetQL's got all the tools they need to take down the sportsbooks, the experts, the algorithms, and the five-star plays. BetQL.com and the BetQL app. We've got BetQL five-star plays for today. Not just in the National Football League, but we got some NBA, hockey, and college hoops five-star plays coming up on Saturday. Let's start tonight. Patriots and Bills, BetQL five-star play, under 44. So BetQL thinks that the cold weather is going to impact things tonight with the Bills and the Patriots. Five-star play from BetQL, numero uno. Bills and Patriots, under 44. How about in the NBA today? We got the Sixers and the Miami Heat, over 207.5. BetQL five-star play in the association. In the National Hockey League, we got the Blackhawks and the Anaheim Ducks, under 5.5. Ducks, Blackhawks, under 5.5. And in college hoops, Texas as a small favorite on the road at Iowa State. Texas laying the two. This was a game that Ken Barkley touched on in overnights, our segment on Friday leading into Saturday on the weekday edition of You Better You Bet. And with that, Ken, it's time to finalize our bets for the two games today on Super Wild Card Saturday. Let's start in Cincinnati, where the Bengals 6-point favorites against the Raiders. It looks like this is about to drop back down to 5.5, but for now, the number holding at 6, Cincy -6, total 48.5.
Only bet I made to start the week in any of the six games, and I took the Raiders. I took them plus six. I think even was the price that I got in that bet. Six and a half, any of those types of numbers. I do like the Raiders a lot in the game. It's not like some massive number edge. It's what we talked about at the start of the show, just the implication of Cincinnati in their first playoff game being this big of a favorite against a team that's kind of been undervalued down the stretch in a lot of situations. So Raiders plus points. We had Ross Tucker on earlier in the show, and earlier in the show, and he mentioned if you like the Raiders, maybe play the money line because they played so well in close games. Can definitely take that approach. Probably the underdog this week that is the most volatile, could lose by 100, but I think could also win the game outright more than a lot of the other underdogs that we're going to talk about.
Raiders plus 195 on the money line, if that's a bet you were interested in making. It was the first game we talked about on Monday. It's the bet that I think you and I are most confident in of any of the six games coming up. Super wild card weekend. And now that the number is back to six, love the Raiders plus six, my single favorite bet of super wild card weekend. Ken, for the people that are interested in the total, we don't have a bet on the total other than, you know, teasing it up, and our monster teas are up to under 61.5. Just hilarious to say out loud. If you had to do something with the total, I personally would take the under if I had to. Again, 32-13, the first meeting between these two teams. For the mathematically challenged, that's 45 combined points, which is less than 48.5. Not that this matchup has to mirror that one exactly, but I would bet the under if I had to. I haven't, and I won't, but if I had to bet the total, I would go under.
Yeah, another situation where the market number is probably very efficient and very good. How is it likely to be wrong? It's likely to be wrong if a playoff game between these teams could go differently than a regular season meeting. And I don't mean that it could go over. I mean even more conservative with the play calling. Quarterback play, both in their first career playoff start, Burrow and Carr, even worse than we would normally see in a matchup between the teams. So I think probably the way the total's wrong is we get a very conservative, like tight playoff game, when really in the regular season we would never have gotten that. And this is lined very closely to the regular season. So if I had to bet the total, I would bet the under.
Ken and I simpatico, though, on the Raiders. We both like the Raiders today. Plus six is the number at Bet Rivers on the road in Cincinnati. Let's go to tonight, where the Bills, 4.5-point home favorites against the Patriots. Total in this game is 44. It's going to be cold, but not a lot of wind. How do you see it playing outside in total, Bills and Pats? Any bets?
Every time we've talked about this game this week, my implication has been, look, I just think the numbers, we have two meetings between the teams. I think we have a really, really good idea of what the teams are. Very limited injuries. Isaiah Wynn for the Patriots being the only one that could make this matchup different than the previous matchup. My number, I create numbers on every game. My number in this game is 4.3. We've been between 4 and 4.5 this week. So nothing too surprising. The thing I like the most, I think the Patriots are actually, I think they're kind of correlated with a couple other things in the game. Like if you think the Patriots are going to cover, I think they cover because Mac Jones doesn't have to throw the ball very much, honestly. So is it Patriots correlated with Mac Jones under yards? Is it Patriots correlated with Mac Jones under attempts or completions or something like that? That's probably where I would go.
I like the Patriots if the number is going to be 4.5. I think the number should be 3.5, maybe 4. I don't have, it's like a major difference here, but if I can get 4.5, which I do get right now, and I think the difference is explained a little bit, the number jumping up with Isaiah Sure. Wynn being out. But if I have to bet the game, I like the Patriots. I like the Raiders a lot more, but if I'm betting this game sidewise, I like the Patriots plus the 4.5. Not one of my favorite bets, but if I had to, it's one of the games we have to talk about. It would be the Patriots. And as far as the total is concerned, I think this plays out closer to what we saw on December 26th in Foxborough. Game lands 54, total of 43.5. Ken, I would bet the over if I had to bet the total. Where do you land here on the total being 44?
Well, I think the thing to not do, honestly, here is bet the under and show up to bet the under. And you're like, well, because the weather's going to be bad. This total wouldn't be like this if the weather wasn't going to be bad. Like all of the numbers reflect the fact that the weather's
going to be like 40. It would be like 40 if the weather were going to be bad. 39.5.
If the wind was going to be crazy, you would see like a high 30 or a low 40 probably in the game. This reflects like a cold weather game, basically. Like you're late to the party if it's, hey, the weather's going to be cold and I want to bet the under. So I think the only approach is probably to pass the game from a total standpoint, or like if you feel strongly like Nick does, that maybe we'll see more conventional football and less freezing cold, like no one moving the ball whatsoever situations, then you could play a contrarian over. And obviously, Nick, that's what you're interested in.
And there you have it, our bets for the Raiders and the Bengals and the Bills and the Patriots side and total. Prop King coming up momentarily here. But first, we got to tell you, dear listener and dear viewer, about this amazing promotion that the BetQL Network is running called Giving Props. Because you know BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season. Now they're giving you a chance to win cash prizes. It's a weekly free-to-play contest that runs throughout the postseason. Right now, you can do it. It locks 15 minutes before the game starts. BetQL.com/props to sign up. 10 props have been posted around the weekend's games. We'll talk about them in a second. The person with the most correct picks this week wins $2,000, and just by signing up, you're automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing where someone's winning 10 grand. So go to BetQL.com/props to sign up and at least be entered into that drawing to win $10,000. That's BetQL.com/props. props. So I will quickly read the props and then we can go over our strategy here. We don't have to hit on every one. Mixon, 91.5 rushing yards. Diggs, 6.5 receptions. Brady, 294.5 passing yards. Debo, 36.5 rushing yards. Dak, 2.5 passing touchdowns. Kelsey, 87.5 receiving yards. Najee, over 77.5 rushing yards. Kupp, over 115.5 receiving yards. Kyler, over 248.5 passing yards. I basically like every under, with the exception of Kyler Murray passing yards and Stephon Diggs receptions over. I would go under on every other play here, Ken.
Yeah, the prop betting market on a lot of these is much lower than these. And I think unders are going to be the way that you generate like a perfect sheet, basically. The only overs I like, I agree with you on Diggs. Dak Prescott, 2.5 passing touchdowns. I just think like he's primed to have a huge game in that game. So those would probably be my two overs for sure. And I agree with you, unders on everything else.
Like Mixon 91.5, like the number 76.5 in the market. The number's like 15 yards more with Kelsey. The number's 15 yards more with Cooper Kupp in the giving props than it is in the actual market. So I think unders, not like straight across the board, but unders probably the way to go with giving props. And with that, it is now time for the Prop King to descend down from thy royal throne, and we don't have a lot of time. So it's time now for the Prop King here, David Dykstra.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
That's me.
All hail King Kostos.
You're damn right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right. The Prop Kings plays for thy royal Super Wild Card Saturday. We start with thy Raiders and thou Bengals from thy royal kingdom. The Queen City for the Prop King.
Perfect.
Of Cincinnati. How great is that? A little synergy there. Josh Jacobs. Thy royal Josh Jacobs, over 57.5 rushing yards. He's going to get a billion touches in this game. We know how the Raiders are going to want to play this. Darren Waller, over 59.5 receiving yards, back in the lineup last week against the Chargers. 7 for 116 in the Week 11 meeting against Cincinnati. I think he has a great game against these Cincinnati linebackers. And for Cincy, Tyler Boyd, over 42.5 receiving yards, led the Bengals in receptions and targets back in Week 11, 6 for 49. And I don't know if I have the testicular fortitude to play Jamar Chase under 74.5 receiving yards, but I think that is one to consider as well with the Bengals and the Raiders. One anytime touchdown prop. It's a long shot. This is beer or pizza money. He barely played last week. I just have a feeling DeSean Jackson, the mothballs get dusted off on D-Jax. I know Zay Jones has been the deep threat, but why do you have DeSean Jackson if not for a moment like this? Plus 850 anytime touchdown. Again, that is like a beer or pizza money type bet. To the Bills and the Patriots, thy royal Gabe Davis. Davis filling up thy royal coffers with coin. Over 26.5 receiving yards. Stephon Diggs is number 70.5. It's been steamed up. I would never bet the under on Stephon Diggs. Jacoby Myers, 6 for 59 on 8 targets back on the 26th of December. Myers, over 46.5 receiving yards. I think it's going to be a Damian Harris game for the Patriots. I would never play over on Ramondre Stevenson, only under 40.5 rushing yards. 2 anytime touchdown props. If Mac Jones is going to be throwing a little bit more, if that's what you think or expect, dear listener and dear viewer, Brandon Bolden plus 480 anytime touchdown, and Gabe Davis plus 350 anytime touchdown. And those, Ken, are the royal prop plays for the Prop King on Super Wild Card Saturday.
Only 2 games, but the Prop King managed to find himself quite a betting card. Good job by the Prop King.
And we appreciate the great show here today. We'll be back tomorrow, by the way, in our regular time slot here on the weekends, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern. You Better You Bet's countdown to kick off for Super Wild Card Sunday in the National Football League. Thanks to Scott Lynn. Thanks to Rick Zapsky. Thanks to David Dykstra. Thanks to the great Bill Matz. For my guy, Ken Barkley, I'm Nick Costos. We'll see you on Sunday morning. But until then, wishing you today on Super Wild Card Saturday, minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. Let's get them. Let's get that money.
For all your wagertainment needs, listen to You Better You Bet. Weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Streaming on the Odyssey app and twitch.tv/BetQL.